If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's practice time again. Translate these sentences into Spanish. We were getting it on in the shower.
Echábamos un polvo en la ducha.
There's in your hair.
Hay en tu pelo.
I have always wanted to see two lesbians in action.
Siempre he querido ver a dos lesbianas en acción.
I can't believe all the inappropriate things I hear on the radio. I mean, I don't want my kids listening to that stuff.
I don't know about you, but I'm as mad as heck, and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
And now.
But I really don't like the people I've been talking about helping out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I like people, period. I mean, you guys are okay. I'm just trying to be honest about being a misanthrope.
So you're not gonna go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
Our feature presentation.
I'm just saying, if Kevin's not here, let's finally play Electric Spooks.
Yes.
The hell.
Too late.
Beijing Olympic Games, Beijing Olympic Games, Beijing. Track and field, gymnastics, swimming, things are gonna happen. There should be more hot chicks competing. Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games, behind the tree. I wish that people could see the lamest Olympic sport is archery, and it's Beijing Olympic Games outside my window, please.
Beijing Olympics, archery, badminton, and handball? These aren't sports. What the fuck? And who's this Michael Phelps douchebag? And how come we can't get hotter chicks to compete? They're all monsters. Does anybody even know what network they're showing it on? They should have promoted it more. But seriously, seriously, we need hotter chicks competing.
Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games, behind the tree.
Come on for Omar. How about that? How about a little DJ Omar Khan get us started this morning?
I love that.
If you'd have been here, Kevin, you could have stopped it, but you weren't, and you didn't.
It's my problem.
I don't know why you're trying so hard to keep the man down. Is it because he's Peruvian? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't know where to start with that. I'm going to go with yes.
Sure, why
he's
not?
He's Peruvian. Did we do the date? Did we do any of that crap?
That was it, man.
Just played that. That was what we played. That's how we started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the Olympics, you know, we're going to... limited time span in which we can enjoy that fine number.
And by enjoy,
I mean love. I mean dig.
Bleed from the ears?
I mean dig. So let me tell you two things about the hotel that I'm staying at. This is Bean in town for the Breakfast with Weezer, 8 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Two things. One good, one bad.
Okay.
Raced back from an appointment in Santa Monica yesterday, as much as you can race in this town at rush hour. Took an hour and 20 minutes to get from Santa Monica to Hollywood, where the hotel is. Hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Why?
That doesn't surprise me.
Hour and 20 minutes.
It's like, what time
was it? 5:30.
Yeah,
5:30.
Come on. That's
the
worst.
It was unbelievable. So I died and then came back to life. And then I get to the hotel and I had a goal. It wasn't just I was casually like just driving for fun. I mean, I had my eye on the clock because I knew 7 o'clock was coming. And I knew that yesterday, Monday, August 18th, was the premiere of season 4 of The Hills. I mean, really, that's all I care about, as
sure.
You know. I mean, I plan, you know, my vacations around the hills, my, you know, appointments around the hills,
sure.
Whatever. What are the chances in 2008 that I'm staying at a hotel in freaking Hollywood that doesn't have MTV?
No kidding.
Come on! Isn't MTV the lowest level of basic cable?
Well,
isn't it hard to not get MTV?
Yeah,
I think
I'm
it
amazed.
Is. Maybe they have the rabbit ears. Maybe they're just still working that.
No, because they had like the Biography Channel and other channels like that. But
MTV.
No MTV. I'm thinking, don't you have to go out of your way to put a filter into your TV so that it doesn't accidentally get MTV?
Did you start shaking and having convulsions and withdrawals?
Know,
this has been a bad trip for you. You've been hosed on Mad Men.
I know.
You couldn't watch that.
Yeah. Thank you. No AMC either. I, from now on, only going to book hotels based on what channels are available in the room.
I'm surprised you don't already.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, believe me, I'm going to start now.
So, I watched Mad Men. Really good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, really good.
Thanks.
He went through a long period where he would book a hotel based on how close it was to a 7-Eleven.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And I do keep that in mind. There is one within walking distance of the hotel, which I'm pleased with.
Excellent.
But so that was the bad news was no MTV. Just before that, and tell me if you guys have had an experience like this. And this might be another one to write down for a potential phone topic.
$5 for 5 minutes?
Close.
Whoa.
I get off the elevator, And there's a bank of, I don't know, 8 elevators or something like that. And as I'm walking off of my elevator to head toward the room, another elevator opens in the bank of elevators. And there's a young couple, apparently very much in love, in that elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had lost something under the girl's dress or something. Is there anything I can imagine is that he's looking for it?
Are you kidding?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
And, yeah, he'd lost something there, and somehow I guess it was hard to see for whatever reason, lights in the elevator, so the dress was pulled up over her belly button. And
nice.
He's spelunking. I mean, it was it's one of those just weird things, and we've all had experiences that don't necessarily involve, you know, a bottomless woman, but we've all had experiences where you're seeing something and you're thinking, well, this isn't happening. I'm not looking at this.
Any of that?
I don't
any
know.
Any of that sound coming out of the elevator?
No, because her back was against the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he was lost his ring or something. I don't know what happened, but it was just one of those, like, bizarre, and you kind of don't know what to do.
In an elevator.
Yeah, loving an elevator.
Wow.
Apparently.
Nice.
So anyway,
you say, hey, who's got next?
No, but one thing I did think as I was walking to the room was, gotta slip those guys the phone number to call for the swingers
party. Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, they were going for it, you know?
I like the elevator sex because it's a speed race.
Yes, competition, right.
You really have to jump on, get things done, and finish, and get out.
Or it's a don't give an F about it.
Yeah,
people
that could
race.
Be. That
it's
could
it's
be.
One of the two. It's speed to get done before it opens, or you just don't care.
Oh, well.
Too
into
it. Were they going up to their room or down to the lobby?
Up.
Yeah, that was I can't wait one
okay.
more
yes,
minute.
That's what
we're
it was.
Starting here and we'll finish in there. That's
makes
what
sense.
That was.
And they didn't get off. I don't think they were getting off on my. Well, they were getting off on my floor.
I don't think
they were leaving the elevator on my floor because they stayed in. And I only, you know, I didn't look. I didn't stand and take pictures, which is what I should have done.
What's wrong with you?
I walked away and I saw that they were still in the elevator and the elevator was closing. They weren't getting out. So their room must have even been higher than mine. So they had a little bit of time to finish before.
They had another 20 seconds?
Probably, yes. Yeah. Yes, Michael.
I was in a hotel, in an elevator in a hotel in Las Vegas over Y2K and was at the bottom of going all the way up and was with perfect strangers. And this woman must have lost something in this guy's lap.
Really?
Oh, really?
They did not seem to care that I was
you
in
were
the,
in the elevator
they,
with them.
They looked at me and they were kind of like, you could tell that they were drunk and they just were
didn't
like,
care,
huh? And I was like,
did you say, yeah, bro, go on, bro, do it.
I was in New York, and went like 15 floors, and she totally was servicing him. And
I
was like, I can't believe this is happening to me. It was totally uncomfortable, but I was like, oh, well, good
for him.
It
wasn't really happening to you, sadly.
True. Yeah. But, you know, they didn't seem to mind that I was there. They kind of gave me the look like, is this okay? And I was like, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to say?
We might write down that maybe there's enough in just elevator sex. Maybe there's enough elevator sex stories to talk
about.
Oh,
I'm sure there is.
But I also think
singles party in an elevator.
Love it.
You have 10 floors to make a connection, and then you're off.
I definitely think that we could get some great call-ins on people who have encountered other people having public sex.
Oh,
and,
no question.
And where it was and what you did and how all that went down. So it was pretty interesting. It didn't, believe me, I would have traded that experience for some hills. I mean, there's no
wow,
question about
you're
that.
Just, you're gay.
No, I just, you know, I missed my Whitney. But I would have forgotten, I would have hoped that that never happened if they could have had some MTV in the room. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Because TV is better than real life.
Bean is better than your real life. It wasn't better than theirs.
Yeah, maybe.
Bean is retreating from life at a very quick pace. He is
he's
trying
like a glacier melting.
Desperately to just end everything. And if he could live just on the internet, that would be fantastic. Doesn't have to meet anyone. Oh, I saw people having sex. I turned and ran.
To get to my room for basic cable.
I don't know that didn't have MTV.
I just want to know something. Yes. Exactly how queer are you?
Come on.
That is a great question.
That's not fair.
That is a great question. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. Today, of course, being Tuesday the 19th of...
Wow, Leika.
That's Leika's
brother.
Stepbrother.
Yeah. How about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's bad. Girls.
They
prefer...
They're not calling. Afro-Line.
The guy's going with the comedy.
323-520-AFRO is the number if you want to call and be part of the August opening.
All right. Today on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to tell you about the Armenian comedian and his photo shoot.
Oh, good. I did watch it yesterday.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
Psycho Mike really licked his head.
He did. I did.
And that's never going to come off your tongue.
Nope.
That's never going
to
come off
did
your tongue.
Did you start to hallucinate?
like the frog?
Like the frog, yeah.
You get high for sure.
I'm sure.
We need to call Mike's wife and just let her know.
Because she can't go she there now, right?
You don't want to go after Sam.
No, you never want to go after Sam.
Doesn't matter what it is.
You're saying I can never kiss my wife
That's
again?
Correct.
Well, yeah.
No.
I'm saying for her benefit, she can never kiss you.
Okay.
Yeah. Also on today's show, we are going to give away more tickets for the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party, which is this weekend.
Yeah.
Sunday night at Caesars in Las Vegas. So we will be there. We want you to join us.
Monogamy, period.
That's right.
Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Monogamy.
So we'll give away some more tickets for that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are going to try and figure out what the hell's going on in China with the Olympics, because apparently nothing's happening there as it seems.
More things they're pretending?
Yeah, it's like every day something comes out. Well, you know what that looked like? That didn't happen.
It is. No kidding.
I wonder. I'm starting to wonder if the Olympics are in China.
That's a great question.
I'm starting to wonder if they're making it up.
China, period. China. I've been saying that my whole life. Right. I'll be saying it to the day I die. China, Tibet.
Well, no, hey.
You know how shocked we are? Maybe some of you aren't, but I'm often shocked when something is big and covered up, and then you find out about it after the fact. You're like, how do they get away with that? Well, every single day, at least half the news that goes on in China is never reported.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, little stuff to big stuff. They just don't report it if it doesn't make the government look good.
Ah, the good old days of communism.
I mean, we do take for granted sometimes our freedom of the press here, but they don't. You ask a guy on the street in China, they have no idea what's going on.
They don't even know what the Olympics are.
Yeah, probably so.
I think you're right. I think they're doing that all green screen someplace in Kansas. And also today, it is our Breakfast with Weezer.
Yeah.
So yes. 8 o'clock this morning, tiny little place, K-Rock listeners, live performance, Breakfast with Weezer.
I am dying to ask what's with the homies dissing my girl. I'm telling you, that's a question I've had for a long time, so I'm going to get that one out.
You can't go. Sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna
dominated.
See,
kill you.
Next hour, in fact, in the 6 o'clock hour and the 7 o'clock hour, more chances for you to get on board the plane to go with us to Las Vegas for this weekend's Kevin and Bean's F Monogamy Swingers Party. The whole Kevin and Bean show is going to be broadcasting live from Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas on Monday morning. The Swingers Party is going to be the night before on Sunday night. Why do you laugh? Why is that?
Our shows in Vegas are always super good.
In fact, don't even roll tape, Mike.
For us, right?
I'll never, as long as I live, forget the time that Kevin showed up in the haze. Remember when he was eating
the show? When we had actually started the show, and he was just standing watching it,
just
eating
a fat burger.
Yep.
Are you good? Are you so good?
It was very Hasselhoff-esque.
That was the I'm in the strip club and I've been drinking hard all night and it's probably time for me to start heading back to the hotel. What? It's 10 after 5? What? I thought it was like 1. It's just brutal.
You're like 1. That's
didn't even slow down drinking before then, so that was not good.
We could do a best of show of just Kevin moments in Las Vegas. When we had the attorney on, remember?
Oh, is that the best?
How do you sleep at night? Well, I feel it's better for a guilty man to go free than one innocent man to go to jail unjustly. No! This is the rest of America. It's better to have 1,000 innocent people go to jail than one innocent guilty person not go to jail.
I know you guys are going to not believe this, but I don't remember much about that interview.
That was fun.
Really don't remember much.
All right. 5:49 on the Kevin and Bean Show Tuesday morning. Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores.
Yes.
Here's what you can check out if you're so inclined. New Ice Cube CD.
Really?
Mother effing Cube is back?
Yeah. It's called Are We There Yet, Kids? Let's All Get in the Minivan. No, it's called Raw Footage.
Is it?
Because he's raw.
Is it his rap music or is it his Disney stuff?
I think it's his rap music.
I don't think he's made Disney music. I think that's just.
I didn't know if it was like a soundtrack.
Can you really buy him rapping anymore after you've watched him, you know, get bitten by a chipmunk while his kids run around screaming, setting his hair on fire?
No, he lost, you know, this is Kevin saying this in case you're listening to you, but he lost any kind of street credibility years ago.
You're right.
I still like all of his music.
That's Bean saying how much he still supports it.
You're right, too, Bean. The Illusion of Progress by Stained. New Stained CD in stores. Yeah. And the Toadies have a new disc as well called No Deliverance. I want to pick that up. New DVDs in stores today. Recount
Did you see the HBO movie about the...
Yes.
The recount between Bush and Gore and them trying to find out who actually won that election.
Fascinating.
Kevin Spacey stars along with Dennis Leary.
I heard it was good.
It's awesome.
Not a big fan of the political movie these days.
It's
they all have an axe to grind.
It's really much less a political movie than it is sort of like a murder mystery. They're just trying desperately to put the clues together to figure out how they can do this. And you will be incensed by the hurdle after hurdle that people keep throwing up in front of both sides of this argument trying to figure out what actually
Nobody's
happened.
Really interested that in sounds the good. Truth.
No one. No, it's all just political.
Make it work for us.
How to win.
How to win, yeah. It's just mudslinging and just everyone just fighting tooth and nail for their guy. So.
It's also amazing when you consider how important the stake was. What was going to happen is the president of the United States was going to be determined. That turned out to be the last 8 years. Is that at any step along the way, it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it comes
right
down.
Right to the very end.
It was basically just
a decision. Just somebody just pointed at somebody.
Exactly.
That's how it all worked out.
It was like the clock ran out and whoever was 1 point up at the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's one person at about 10 different places who makes the decision as to what is going to be done. And that ended up affecting
That's
history.
Why I think Al Gore is one of the most mature people I've ever seen, because I would just be drunk all the time and I'd be bitter, yelling at people. I should be impressed. I don't know how he doesn't
At the end,
fall
his
apart.
Guys wanted to keep fighting. They wanted to appeal the decision yet again. And he finally said, you know what, guys? It's over. Let's just walk away.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be a quitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Maybe he'd, if he had a little backbone, he'd be president
right now if he hadn't been such a homo. Street Kings, Keanu Reeves, Hugh Laurie, Forrest Whitaker, and Chris Evans star in that film.
Did you see that?
I did not see Street Kings.
Cast.
Our buddy Jay Moore is also
That's
in
right.
that. Yeah. Prom Night, the horror movie with Brittany Snow, also comes out on DVD today. The Best of Both Worlds concert, the 3D Miley Cyrus movie.
Mm.
Miley Cyrus in 3D. Anyone?
Who's already got it?
Anyone?
Do you think?
Bean?
Who in this room probably already has ordered it?
Anyone know anything about anyone watching Miley Cyrus on CD? On
3D? I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh.
Is that what you're looking for?
No, I've heard that when you watch Miley Cyrus in 3D, it's as if she's sitting on your lap.
Oh,
that's what I've heard.
That's what you've heard.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I've got that clip if you want to hear.
Oh.
She was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap practically.
See, that's not anyone we know.
No.
At all.
Some stranger with a high-pitched voice.
Wait, here's another guy.
She was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap practically.
Interesting.
Different guy. House Season 4, also on DVD today. Dexter, the complete second season, if you want to catch up with that show.
That's so good.
Sarah Connor Chronicles, the first season, available on DVD just in time for the start of the second season. In
That's
a couple
good,
weeks.
Too. I'm looking forward
it's
to that.
It's a real good show. And Gossip Girl, the complete first
season.
Oh,
I love Gossip Girl.
So a lot to buy from if you're looking for a new DVD or CD today. Speaking of music, Annie Lennox. You know her, of course, formerly from the Eurythmics and a very strong solo career herself. Needed emergency spinal surgery over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Dude. Apparently, she was at an AIDS conference in Mexico and had to be flown back to London because she had a trapped nerve in her back that was causing her agony, not only in her back, but in her left leg as well. She couldn't walk.
Wow.
So they had to send her in for emergency spinal surgery, but apparently she's okay and resting up at home. Because everyone knows spinal surgery just fixes you up just like that. Yeah. No problems after that. Kevin can tell you.
Instantly healed.
It's one little incision and boom.
Mm-hmm.
Good as new.
Or it's about a 12% success rate, either one.
Right.
Or you suffer for the rest of your life.
Never think about it again.
That's right.
Donnie Wahlberg of New Kids on the Block and his wife Kim Faye have both filed for divorce.
Oh, if they can't make it.
It's got to be the reunion, right? Once she found out the New Kids was going back on tour, she said, that is enough. You can cheat on me, you can lie, you can beat me, but do not get back together with New Kids on the Block.
Do not make me be married to a new kid.
Yeah, that's good. They're not really the new kids anymore, are they?
No.
Like the new men on the block.
If you're going to go down that path, seriously, is anything weirder than the Beach Boys? I mean,
yeah, that's
they're
true.
Like 80, call themselves the Beach Boys. It's a little embarrassing.
Speaking of gay music groups, Taylor Hanson of Hanson and his wife Natalie are expecting their fourth child.
Will they stop already?
Isn't Taylor Hanson like 12?
I think he's like 28 or something now.
Wow.
Is he the girl?
Yes.
Yeah. He's the girl.
This is their fourth kid.
Oh, my God.
They say that all of their children have made life richer and more exciting. Yeah, that's just the sleep deprivation. Once you get a nap, you'll realize it's not the case. It just seems that way. Another celebrity went through some surgery. Arnold Schwarzenegger apparently recovering nicely after having arthroscopic surgery last Saturday night. He was well enough to attend church services on Sunday morning and was very proud of the fact that he walked in and out of his own without crutches or assistance. So apparently his knee is feeling much better.
What happened to it?
Here's the thing. Here's my theory. And Psycho Mike won't buy into this, I'm sure. But I think guys who do huge amounts of heavyweight training, your joints just aren't built for that. And I think as you get older, they just deteriorate like that of a long-distance runner, somebody who just puts a constant pressure on their joints.
I could see that.
What do you think, Mike?
I think I totally agree. And you couple that with a lot of the drugs he probably used in the 70s.
Right. How dare you?
Irresponsible amounts. You know, your body is not built for that, like Ralph said.
Well, Mike agreed. I'm surprised. Who's trashing Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston?
No. Mm. Roseanne.
Oh, I read this. Yeah, big time.
Roseanne went off on them on her website. Listen to this. Your evil spawn, Angelina Jolie, and her vacuous husband, Brad Pitt, make about $40 million a year in violent, psychopathic movies. Then you give away three of it to starving children. $3 million, I guess she means. Trying to look as if you give a crap about humanity. And then you spit out more dunces that will consume more than their fair share and wreck the earth even more. Wow!
Bitter party of one?
Coming
I have
from?
No idea. Of all the people to attack.
It seems like they're doing their share.
About her adopting children from overseas?
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne says, aren't you supposed to be somewhat enlightened? Do you not know that the African daughter you hold in every picture had parents who suffered and died because of the Republican Party's worldwide economic assault on Africa?
What?
You know, no, she's angry because Angelina Jolie said that she liked John McCain, but she didn't know who she was going to vote for.
Right.
So Roseanne is furious that she hasn't come out in support of Obama.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, even if all that is so, it seems like what they're doing is helping a kid in a bad situation.
No!
It seems like...
The evil spawn!
For whatever reason that the kid... could use a helping hand, at least they're there to give it to them.
Your Thai and Vietnamese sons are also victims of America's right-wing military incursions.
But if Brad and Angelina hadn't adopted those kids, wouldn't they
just
still...
Just let them stay there and suffer, Bean. Okay. That's the way it's supposed to play out.
What is wrong?
So we can all learn an important lesson.
This woman.
Well, when it goes to foreign policy, you got to turn to Roseanne.
You got to do Roseanne. Yeah,
because remember that one episode where she was in the kitchen with Dan, and then their kid had a problem at school, and she was making pancakes? I said, she knows about right-wing incursions. Well, fat, mouthy whore.
If Senator McCain wins, there's your Secretary of State right there.
You fat.
Plus is that.
Good news for Christina Applegate. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. But apparently it was an early form of the disease, and Christina says in an interview that she's now 100% free and clear.
That's great.
It did not spread, she said. They caught it early. They got everything out. So I'm definitely not going to die from breast cancer.
That's good news. I'm so happy to hear that.
I am personally volunteering to give Christina checks.
Just to make sure.
Give her some exams just to make sure everything's good in that region. She's hot.
Great boss.
She is.
She's hot.
She's in The Rocker, which comes out on Wednesday. And she looks amazing.
She's so talented, too. She's a terrific actress.
She really is.
By all accounts, one of the nicest people in Hollywood.
You never would have guessed, watching her as a kid on Married with Children, that she would turn into like an accomplished actress and a seemingly respected person. Because she was such the bimbo role on that show, you know?
She's a good actress. Lisa, didn't she win a Tony, too, at some point for one of her Broadway shows? Or at least nominated was.
I don't know.
She was
was she in Chicago like everyone else?
Sweet Charity or Chastity or something like
Sweet
that.
Charity.
This is
right.
A great
Caroline.
Conversation. You guys know we're on the air?
I'm just saying. She's got She's got a long and varied career, too, on top of everything else.
You have a plane to catch, Kevin?
No, but him, listening to him go, I don't know, Sweet Charity, Charity, Sweet something. How about a play that she was in?
Just trying to fill in the blanks,
Broadway
man.
Broadway musical is not just a play. That's enormous.
To win a Tony,
to win
too.
A Tony. I'm just saying.
If you know the name of it and want to mention it, fine.
She's accomplished.
Just
sit there and guess for a half hour?
Drink your water.
I'm just saying.
Kevin, some water.
Why don't you leave for Vegas today?
That granola bar is dry.
Do we, for some reason, need filler? I mean, are we running way early?
I'm just trying to fill in the blanks,
I'm saying that's a boring
That's all I'm saying.
Look.
Don't be so boring.
That's what I'm saying.
We didn't hire our new boss. Don't be angry at us, man. Set it us for.
Dull! 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 My God, it's dull! It's so desperately dull and tedious and stuffy and boring and desperately dull!
Oh, how are you? Good, how are you?
You know what that means.
Why did you say, how are you?
I guess you wanted to find out how we were doing.
That's right. Were you trying to go for how you going to do that? Or how you going to treat me like that?
I don't know.
How are you?
Wait, she was in another play, though, too.
Shut up.
Charity one.
Don't be so boring.
Daniel Radcliffe is rich.
Oh,
yes.
Sure is.
But would you trade his money? Would you trade for his money?
Okay.
The loss of the ability to tie your shoes?
Yes.
Or comb your hair?
Yes.
Yeah, because you could buy people to
cook,
do that.
Or to do simple household chores?
Yes.
Like, what happened
what
to
are
him?
You talking about?
Daniel Radcliffe has a neurological disorder called dyspraxia. And it keeps him from doing simple motor skill tasks.
I'll take it.
He can't tie his shoes. Has a hard time brushing his teeth, combing his hair, doing household chores,
like
cooking.
Kevin.
That sucks.
How does he do all the regular stuff that he has to do in character when he acts?
I do not know.
Because I haven't seen the Harry Potter movies, but at some point he has to walk over and pick up a pencil off a table or something.
But
right?
He doesn't have to tie his shoes, does he?
No.
No.
Okay.
Huh.
Radcliffe says he has a mild case of it, thankfully, but he says, why hasn't Velcro taken off her shoes? Apparently, he wishes he could just, you know, like a kid, just put those flaps on. But he has got zillions of dollars, so I guess that takes this thing out of him.
He can have them handmade with Velcro.
He'd have nude women sew shoes onto his feet.
Yes.
Sure.
That's each what day. I'd be doing every day.
I'd put new shoes made from the skin of other nude women.
And different nude women each day. That's would be
I'm just
those.
Walking on nude women, actually. Just strap a nude woman to my feet.
That'd be sweet.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Peter Gallagher. You remember him as the dad from The O.C.
Yes.
Also a talented actor. He was in a Broadway musical, too. He was on
Guys and Dolls. That might be
for 15 minutes.
He can sing.
Very successful.
Guys and, Guys
Kevin is
and
right.
Dolls.
It did take about 15 minutes, that conversation.
How are you? Adam Arkin, another very talented actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Life, which is coming back in the fall.
It is for sure.
Yes, it is for sure.
Good news.
He's 52.
Why don't you guys be sure that it's coming back before you bring it up?
I'm absolutely sure. John Stamos from Full House is 45 years old today. Currently could be seen on ER. Did you see him hosting the Bob Saget comedy roast?
He was a pretty good host.
He did a real good job.
He was very funny.
He's a fag.
Oh, stop it. Kira Sedgwick is 43 years old today. Kevin Dillon of Entourage, also 43. Nate Dogg turns 39. Matthew Perry, 39 as well. And Romeo, formerly Lil Romeo.
Oh, sure.
Now big Romeo. He is 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm on my favorite website, MakePsychoMikeStop.com, which, as you know, is a movement to better the Kevin and Bean Show and the universe by removing the presence from Psycho Mike immediately. Don't give up, it says. I haven't. The people are still signing up, yet the noise of his voice hasn't stopped. I was watching a video on KRock.com the other day of him molesting an intern while they were wrestling together. How many more interns have to be molested, Kevin and Bean? Yes, we can. Trent.
All of them.
So Psycho Mike is still here, and I guess it's good because he took care of our Sam the Armenian Comedian problem.
Well, not him, but his friend.
Right.
Psycho Mike's friend.
Pierre Lafitte?
Right.
Yeah, I flew him in from Gay Paris.
Yes.
What happened? What's this Armenian Comedian photo shoot video that's up at KRock.com on the Kevin and Bean section?
For a long time, Sam the Armenian Comedian has been begging us to help him get a photo shoot. Whether it be for a calendar or a movie promo poster or what, I don't know. But he always wanted to do a photo shoot.
We asked him that many times. There's no answer. Just
No.
You're going to need to do it. Okay.
So we finally set it up. He actually had a friend who has a beautiful home in the Hollywood Hills. And Lightning, myself, and a couple of other K-Rock employees went up there and we did this photo shoot. And we videotaped every minute of it, and you could see that video at KRock.com. It was insanity.
Go to KRock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and then videos.
How bizarre to have a photo shoot for no reason.
Yeah.
It's not like he was shooting a poster or a calendar or an album cover or anything like that. Just, I want to have a photo shoot.
Sam?
Hello.
What was the photo shoot for now that it's over?
To do video, man. Video.
Video of what?
KROQ music video. Right. MTV. Calendar. I want to do band, breakfast, all kinds of things.
I recognize all these words, but I don't know what you're saying to me.
I want to do Sam Sinatra kind of shows.
You want to do Frank Sinatra kind of shows?
Yes.
What? Let me just repeat. What was the photo shoot for?
Calendar, Christmas calendar for KROQ.
Oh. The Christmas calendar that
and
we put out each year with you on it?
Sign autograph with you guys.
Right.
Oh, I see. I got you. What did you think of the photo shoot? Were you happy with the way it came out?
Oh, my God. You know what? I was hysterically funny.
You were hysterically funny.
That's true.
That's one thing we
and
can count on from you.
Mike and Lightning did a great job. I appreciate it. And Ralph always in behind me. I appreciate it for Ralph.
Ralph wasn't there.
Yeah.
He always there for me. I don't
but
know.
He wasn't there for you that day.
You mean he's got your back is what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Psycho Mike, you mentioned your French friend who came over, the director. What's his name again?
Pierre Lafitte.
And what does Pierre wear for people who haven't seen the video yet?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I was surprised how Sam, Psycho Mike right could talk some French. Oh, gee.
Well sure. Put, Sam. Well put. Pierre Lafitte was wearing a sequined headband, a skin-tight striped shirt, and shortlets, I guess you would call them. Yeah. They were like overalls, but with shorts. And Pierre only had one strap over his shoulder and let the other one drape down in a very maudlin way.
Here's a beautiful interaction between Pierre and Sam.
I need you to be at your best. I need you to be at your best. I need you to make love to the camera. Let the true essence of Samuel come out inside the camera. Inside
I'm
the
coming screen. Out. Let the essence I'm coming out. I'm coming
be
out.
You.
I'm
be
coming.
You. Be a raw. Be raw animal. Be a raw.
So that's a little of how that photo shoot went.
And at that point, Pierre, you are rubbing Sam's face and tweaking his nipples and licking his head. I mean, you're practically assaulting
Not
him.
Mike. Pierre. Yes.
Pierre,
yes.
Right.
He was trying to make me horny. That's what he was.
I bet he was, and I bet it worked.
Okay. And then, I don't know if you heard or saw this, Sam, but then, you know, your wife was there at the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Pierre took a...
I brought her is I didn't want to explain to her afterwards. She...
Right, that's not the point. That's my point, though, is mentioning to you, I don't know if you saw that Pierre was hitting on her, but here's a little of that.
What size of bra do you wear?
36C.
Yeah, and then that went from there. I think Pierre had her. I'm pretty sure Pierre had her.
Yeah. Oh, Pierre wrecked her.
Yeah.
He gave her the baguette.
I wish Lisa May was there in the shoot, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I couldn't make that.
She had that thing.
She had a deal to do.
Next time, I wouldn't be with you.
There's going to be another photo shoot. We don't even know what to do with these photos.
What other kinds of things did Pierre make the Armenian comedian do at the photo shoot?
Well, Pierre did focus in on his bald head.
Yeah.
And I thought that was worthy.
Touch your chin to your chest. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it. Touch your chin to your chest. Yes. Expose his beautiful bald head. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, wee wee.
He was taking photos of his bald head from about 1 centimeter away.
Yeah.
And then for some reason leaned in and licked it. Licked Sam's bald head.
Your sweat tastes of Dracar hummus.
Pierre's never going to get that taste out of his mouth.
I was tasting like shish kebab or hummus, whatever.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You know how to deliver it, Sam.
That's a good aroma for a man.
So then Pierre went back to your wife.
May I see your pepperoni nipples?
No.
Oh.
That's only private.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Lika Lafitte.
Sam brought the little recorder, the little plastic flute.
Yes, he did. He takes it with him everywhere.
Pierre, not a big fan.
Stop playing. Stop playing. Your flute belongs to God now.
Threw it right in the pool. Threw it right in the swimming pool.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to the Armenian comedian about the video that's up in the Kevin Amin section of KROQ.com of Sam's recent photo shoot. You have to see it to really believe it. But
yeah, it's quite a visual, and you may never get it out of your head, but we're saying do it anyway because we think you'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
There was at one point they were pouring champagne down his underwear.
Yeah.
Not sure what that was about.
I held open his underwear, which he was only wearing at that point. He was down to his underwear, and I held it open while the girls drenched his.
Well, they made it rain.
Mini Sam.
They did. They made it rain.
Champagne. Mike, it was big, right? It wasn't small.
you know what, Sam? You actually don't have anything to be embarrassed about. You're pretty well endowed.
Wow. Hey, Sam. Did you have a favorite of the girls of the models in bikinis that you worked with?
Do I have a favorite?
Yeah.
One?
Did you have one that you were a little sweet on?
Oh, the blonde one was great.
Yeah. Was she the one that was slapping your baloney boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then those, one of the girls, all of them were good. They, you know, looked good. Yeah.
One of the brunettes, to me, had a little Kardashian going on.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a girl who was either Persian or Armenian. Yeah. She had a very Kim Kardashian
looked
type
good.
Look.
Well, it's a very funny video. Go to KROQ.com and Kevin and Bean and then click on video and then you'll see it pretty well near the top.
Sam, what's next for you, my friend?
I want to have breakfast with my band.
Right. Enjoy that. Let us know how that goes.
I thought the best part of the whole Denny's. The best part of the whole day for me was that Sam said, "Look, I don't have any money to pay you models or to pay you Lightning and Mike, but if you come down here and do this for me, I'll cook you food and I'll bring all the weed." Okay.
Okay.
So we get down there and the whole photo shoot takes place, right? And we're just wrapping things up. Lightning's cleaning up all the lighting and all the cameras, and Sam goes, "Okay," to his friend, "order some pizza and bring me some weed."
What does he have? People?
Yeah.
You know what?
He has weed handlers.
You know what happened was that house didn't have any grill.
Oh, that's what it was,
oh.
Sam. Yeah, I noticed all the raw meat that you had. Oh, wait a second. You had nothing.
You brought nothing.
Do you have any weed? Okay, order 10 pizzas.
Hey, yeah. Let me ask you one more question, Armenian comedian, and then we really do have to go. Hey, are we taking phone calls next? Coming up next?
Yes, we are.
Kevin Devine Swingers Party, if you want to go with us to Las Vegas, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Oh, I'm sorry,
Sam. You're breaking up.
Sorry. You can call right now. We'll take your calls in a minute. Last question. We asked what you were going to do next, and you said you want to have the K-Rock Kevin and Bean breakfast with you and your band. Do you ever do anything to promote your career that isn't us actually doing it for you? What are you doing for you, Sam?
Cutting hair.
No, I'm also doing the Ding Dong Show every Monday with Tom Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a photo shoot everywhere. Like, for instance, yesterday, Monday, we went to Rabbi Fuzzy to bring him back to the show. We went to his senior citizen pad, and we were just begging him to come back to the show. That was a photo shoot. Now,
I wish that we could talk to you about that, but we're having trouble hearing what you're saying. I really apologize, but we'd like to, but sorry.
Swingers tickets for you, but not you, Sam. Coming up next to the world famous. Ralph, are you ready to go back to Las Vegas? Didn't you return fairly recently dead from Las Vegas?
I don't believe I was dead.
You can't go to Vegas enough.
It wasn't that long ago that you came back from Vegas just wrecked.
Yes. And then we're going this weekend, and then I've got a bachelor party the first weekend in September.
Okay.
Do you want to move there?
Just work out of there. Much easier.
Just get a place. Why not? We're going to Las Vegas because we're going to be staying at the beautiful Caesars Palace Hotel, which has had a tremendous amount of renovations since the last time we were there, and apparently it's just beautiful. We're talking about you joining us there at the hotel for Sunday and Monday night, round-trip airfare for two nights in Vegas, as I mentioned. Kevin and Bean broadcasting live from Caesars Palace on Monday morning. Oh, yes, on Sunday night, the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Monogamy, period. Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. F*** monogamy.
Someday, you gotta find another lay. And Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at the swingers. Party.
I say F monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F monogamy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a swingers party.
Woo!
It's Kevin and Bean's F monogamy swingers party.
What do you think of the crowd so far based on all the pictures you've seen of our swingers, Kevin?
If those people in the pictures show up, I will be Kevin. Thrilled.
Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin.
You can't cut and paste photos. That's one thing we know.
Look, these people are the people, and more important than even the photos are their attitudes, their sensibilities.
I agree with that.
Their eagerness to be sexually adventurous.
I agree.
And so that, you know, that's going to make for a fun party.
We mentioned yesterday for folks who did not hear the show that after all these years of doing parties for single people, that we're finally doing one for couples. This is the first ever. But couples who are still going to be there to party. That's why we're having a swingers
party. Couples were complaining because we kept doing things for singles. Now I'm getting angry emails from singles, by the way, saying, this is BS. Why is it only for couples? What about us singles? Like, you got to be kidding me.
We'll go back to singles. But for this particular time in Las Vegas, we are doing a swingers party. A few guidelines. Please don't make it a surprise to your significant other.
That's a bad surprise.
That's not. Oh, yeah, I think pretty sure he'll be into it. I'm pretty sure she'll like it.
We don't want any drama
at
the party. What? This is what kind of party? We don't ever want to hear that Sunday night.
We don't want you to get in a fight because she just don't bring that drama to us.
Right. You got
to
be there mentally before you get there physically.
And I'll tell you, a great person for us to start with right now is Kevin from Simi Valley. He is on line two and he's got a little swinging experience. He and his bride. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How you doing?
Good. What's your deal? How long? How old are you? How long have you been married?
I'm 28 years old. I've been married to my wife for 7 years. She's 25, and we've pretty much been into other people since, the beginning when we met. My wife was a little bit kinky when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And,
lucky you, Kevin.
About 4 years ago, we started adventuring onto the website. And now we've been, for the last 2.5 years, we've been on a member of a website for swinging.
Huh.
and we, you know, we hook up with couples online all the time. We go to little parties about twice a month.
Are you fat or ugly?
Oh, Kevin. He can be both, Kevin.
Both, okay. Or both.
I'm both.
All right, good.
I'm 5'8", 165 pounds, man. I skateboarded, I ride dirt bikes. I mean, my wife's amazing. She's 5'3", she's 110 pounds, maybe, when she's wet.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, save that.
Clean up your
save that for Vegas.
I heard the show yesterday, and you guys are saying that you don't think it's anybody but fat and ugly people, and let me believe it, I'll bring some...
Bring some heat. That's what I'll bring.
Kevin, your experience, you've been swinging now for a couple of years, like you said.
I haven't, but I'm pretty sure.
Majority of the people that you've met at these parties and events and the couples that you meet online, would you say they're attractive people?
I would say 50-50. I mean, a lot of them are older.
Fat, ugly. Depends on what events you go to, right?
A lot of them are older, fat.
Thank you.
Out of shape people.
Well, it's like the regular population.
If you go into any restaurant or bar in Los Angeles, you'll find the same situation.
Exactly. Higher percentage of fat.
Not higher percentage.
Kevin, let me
ask you this question that I'm sure a lot of guys who are hearing this conversation thinking, I wonder if this is for me, would be curious to hear your answer. Was it difficult for you to get around, hey, that's my wife and she's having sex with another dude? Was that ever tough for you?
I wasn't given a choice, dude.
No.
Just
Kevin.
Kevin.
No.
Sorry,
Kevin, yes.
Yeah, at first it was. I mean, it was, but you kind of, I don't know. I guess it takes the right type of people to be into it.
Exactly. You're fat.
Why doesn't it bother you?
I don't know. I've just been kind of into it. I like other girls, so I don't feel that it should be any different for my wife to like other guys.
And do you get pleasure out of seeing your wife enjoy herself?
Yes, I do.
That's a big part of it, too.
Kevin and his wife are exactly who we're looking for this party in Las Vegas. Can you join us this weekend?
Not, no.
Yeah, of course I can.
All right, man. Hang on. We'll hook you up. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
You're fat.
Once you recognize, usually it's the first time that you have concerns about what Bean was talking about, you know, your partner being with someone else. And often the concern is much worse than the reality of it. Because once the reality happens, you say, wow, that was fun for them, it was fun for me, and it is no threat to our relationship.
And we came home and everything's
fine.
And
we came home and we had a great time, right. and it even spiced up our home life after the fact. So most people find it can be a very positive thing.
You're allowed to draw lines, too. We talked to somebody yesterday who said, the girl said, I have sex with other girls, and then but my husband is the only guy, and then he just has sex with me, and whatever works.
Absolutely. You can absolutely set up your own ground rules and decide what, you know, what turns you on.
All right, do we have time? I know we're running kind of late here. Do we have time for another call?
We got to get one more in.
Okay. Let's take Michael in Corona, because I think this is going to be good. Michael, hi.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello, Michael. Michael, why won't you talk to us?
I'm a bit nervous here.
Oh, that's okay, Michael.
Right, go ahead.
You're fat.
Oh, stop it.
Michael, why are you calling us?
Me and my girlfriend are interested in going to your swingers party.
Nope.
No, stop.
It took us 35 seconds to get him to speak.
He's on the radio.
How do we know that you're speaking for your girlfriend also, Michael?
She's right here in the car with me.
Put her on the phone. Put her on.
All right, hang on.
All right. There. Find out what kind of woman Michael was able to snag.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Pretty good.
Well, pretty good to you, too.
Guys are doing good choosing here. Good thinking.
Does Michael speak for you when he says you guys are interested in joining us at the swingers party?
Well, yeah.
You're fat.
Come on.
By the way, we'll
give us something to work with.
Yeah, does not sound enthusiastic.
Are we twisting your arm here? You know, we didn't call you, right?
No, it's fine, but we agree with the same thing.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, have fun.
Keep your number on record.
I'll take your apology now, guys.
I called that right from the beginning.
You were right.
Okay. All right, we're going to give away some more next hour. Yes, 1 hour, less than an hour from right now. If this party sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, you can call Van or you can email ralph@krock.com. We'd especially appreciate that so we can see some pictures because Mr. Meany over here.
Yes, he's very select about who he's letting into his party at Caesar's Palace, apparently.
Apparently there is going to be a scale. I don't know, as you
watch that. That's a great idea.
We're going to have Kevin work in the door with a clipboard and a velvet rope.
And a scale. That's a good idea.
Yeah. No scales.
I like it.
I say F monogamy.
Yeah!
We're gonna have a swingers party.
Woo! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
Are you testing us?
I wanted to hear it all. You must love that song.
I don't want to talk over. They worked hard on that song. You can tell.
How about Breakfast with Weezer this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1 hour from right now? How about that, ladies and gentlemen? We've been looking forward to this for a long time, so that is on the way. More Swingers tickets for you next hour as well, plus a recap of The Hills, if you can believe it, from last night, episode 1 of season 4 after the news. Ralph, good morning. What's going on in the showbiz world?
Maybe we should invite John Mayer to our Swingers party.
Yes,
he seems fun.
He sure does.
He makes the O face too much.
See him on TMZ talking about how the breakup between himself and Jennifer Aniston was just out of the fact that he didn't want to waste her time, wanted to let her move on because he wasn't ready to make a serious commitment.
Now, does a woman appreciate that kind of honesty, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm guessing she may not appreciate it at the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say is maybe later.
But better than wasting her time in retrospect. However, that may not exactly be the case.
Oh.
Us Weekly Magazine has talked to someone who said Jennifer Aniston dumped John, and we really haven't heard her side of the story.
We never do.
Because she found him in a hot tub with not one, but two other girls.
Oopsie. He just fell in.
Maybe that's how he was explaining to her that he was going to let her move forward.
He couldn't make a commitment.
Her life, yes.
Honey, I can't make a commitment. I don't know if you knew that.
No, it's just because I wanted her to grow as a person, and I wasn't ready to settle down because I was banging two girls in a hot tub. So maybe John will be welcome at our swingers party.
Sure.
By the way, I'm getting some emails from some experienced swingers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Older and fatter?
No.
Go ahead.
Kevin, no.
50 years experience in the swing?
No. Don't you jump on the bandwagon, Sasquatch.
Sorry.
We're saying, so is this going to be an on-premise party at Caesars? Now, for those of you who don't know the lingo and the lifestyle, on-premise means you get naked and have sex there at the club.
In front of everyone?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And some swingers clubs do have that. You know, you can go in and there's areas where you can play or whatever. But however, Caesar's Palace, I do not believe, wants us to get naked and have sex at their nightclub in Vegas.
How about in the casino?
I don't believe that is going to be an option
have
either.
Have we asked or do we know that?
I'm assuming.
Okay.
But we're giving you a room. That's the point.
Everyone's got rooms.
You got a room. For the you experienced swingers, it will be what they call a meet and greet. And then you can go off and do whatever you want to do elsewhere. But no, there will be no nudity at the club in the middle of the casino in Vegas.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
They frown on that. Matthew McConaughey doesn't want a nanny. Well, of course not. Because then you start banging her and then your baby mama would be all upset. He says he loves to take care of his son by himself. How long is that going to last? But, however, Camilla Alves, his baby mama, says that the house gets so messy while they're trying to deal with their son that she needs some help so she can attend to other things. Like trying to convince Matthew to marry her.
Sure.
So they will be getting a nanny, even though Matthew says he'd rather just take care of the kid.
Why don't they just get a housekeeper?
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Let's just give the kid Angelina Jolie.
I guarantee it's going to be a hot nanny, too.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee.
Yeah. Oh, there's tragedy ahead.
Kate Hudson and Owen Wilson may be back together again.
Really? Oh.
Hasn't she done enough damage to Owen Wilson?
Seriously.
Look, he tried to kill himself to get away from you. Why don't you take a clue?
He tried to kill himself after she dumped him.
Yeah.
Star Magazine says since she split up with Lance Armstrong, she's been calling Owen again, realizing that maybe their relationship was the best one she's had, and she'd like to go back to that.
Okay.
Do you take her back if you're Owen Wilson?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It's official. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that CBS was talking to Lawrence Fishburne about taking over as the leader of the CSI team.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be doing just that.
He's a good actor.
That's great.
Gil Grissom, the William Peterson character, will be departing mid-season, although he will remain on the show as a producer. And then Fishburne will jump in, playing a former pathologist who works as a college professor who meets the CSI squad during a case and then eventually joins them. So
Fishburne, I think, is the only human alive that has a bigger head than me.
He's got a big noggin.
Oh, really? I never noticed that.
Gigantic square head.
Yeah. Giant noggin.
Huge noggin.
Well, how about Jack from Jack in the Box?
That's true.
That dude's got an enormous head.
He's not a person.
I saw him on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday walking around.
No, you didn't.
I did. In a suit, taking pictures with people.
He doesn't exist.
I saw him with my own eyes. He was there getting his picture taken.
He is fictional.
That S-eating grin on his face.
And Ben Stiller says that his 6-year-old daughter, Ella, would rather hang out and play with her Barbie dolls than watch him in Night at the Museum. I'm with Ella.
Can't blame her.
I'd much rather play with Barbie dolls than watch Ben Stiller in Night at the Museum, too. He says he isn't offended by how the fact she wants to spend her time. He thinks it's healthy that she's not too interested in what Daddy does for a living.
Okay.
Take her to see Tropic Thunder. Yeah. That would be entertaining. And apparently, big crowd showed up. Say goodbye to Bernie Mac in Chicago.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
7,000 people were on hand last Saturday to wish the late comedian a fond farewell. Included in the well-wishers, or not well-wishers, but the mourners, I suppose, Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, Chris Rock, Don Cheadle, Samuel L. Jackson, Jesse Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama couldn't attend but sent notes that were read at the service, Cedric the Entertainer, and one white guy who slipped in the back door. So, they're all there. They caught that white guy, though, and kicked his ass.
Kicked him right out.
I bet they did.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Matthew Perry from Friends is 39 years old today, as is Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Lil Romeo, rapper currently known as Romeo, is 19 years old.
He's not little anymore.
He's the son of Master P, right?
He is.
Kevin Dillon from Entourage is 43. Kyra Sedgwick also turns 43. Talented actress on The Closer, also wife of Kevin Bacon. She is one degree of separation from Kevin Bacon.
It's true.
Just like a penis length separation. John Stamos is 45 years old today. Adam Arkin is 52. And Peter Gallagher turns 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz. First, though, is there something wrong with me that I was so looking forward to the Hills coming back last night?
It's not. I understand that people are looking forward to that show, but you looking forward to that show is odd.
It is.
I don't know what it is about it. It is so addictive, though.
Man.
It really is. And it's not because I like Spencer, who joins us here in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, Spencer. Brad, how are you?
Turn on my mic.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I apologize.
What's up, guys?
Spencer, the
it's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me.
The Hills is a show that many people felt should have never gotten on the air in the first place, and it has turned into MTV's biggest hit of all time ever and returned last night for its fourth season. What's up with that?
You know, plenty of haters out there.
Right.
You know, when you're a guy like Spence Dogg, you know, and Spidey, we've taken over the world, and there's going to be haters. That's what you deal with, you know? And he's trying
when you
to,
say
like,
taking over the world.
I'm taking over the world, multimedia.
But you don't even have a job. Isn't that for starters? You don't even have a job.
You know, don't hate the player, hate the game, you know?
What game are you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's,
you hear a slight buzzing.
Lisa, I've talked to you
before.
Linda, you know who I am.
Linda,
it's
every
Lisa.
Time I come in here, every time I come in here, Lark, it's like I try to profess. Come on. You guys think of something else begins with L?
I don't know, Laura, maybe.
I don't think Lark would ever come to my mind.
Leslie?
Ever.
I mean, really? There's a Laverne before
Lenore.
Lark. I'm sorry.
I would draw a blank long
Voorhees,
before Lark.
Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell. She was the black one. That's where I was going with that. What? But it's like, look.
Yes, Spencer. Yes.
Never mind.
Yeah, all right. All right. What tape do you have?
Well, I have kind of a teaser for this season.
Last season on The Hills. Living in Los Angeles taught me some tough lessons last year. I broke up with the love of my life. And my oldest and best friend totally betrayed me. My roommate Heidi started dating a guy that I just didn't trust.
Spencer.
He's a sucky person. But a lot's happened since then. Whitney graduated from college, and she got the job at Teen Vogue. And now, she's my boss. Audrina and I settled in as roommates, and it's been so much fun. I felt like I had it all back on track. But then I heard something that made me realize that Heidi and I could never be friends again.
Uh-oh.
What?
What did she hear? Well, it's a sex tape rumor. That's what it is, Spencer. And you're still claiming it wasn't you, right?
Yeah. They don't have a wide enough angle lens to get mini Spence on there.
here's a recap from one of the thousands of Hills blogs on the internet. This is about last night's episode. Spencer Pratt is no guy's guy, only Heidi Montag's guy. This dude doesn't seem to have any friends, and even his own sister doesn't care for him. The episode last night introduced a new sibling, Holly Montag, Heidi's younger sister. How's she, by the way, Spence?
She's puke-worthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's your potential sister-in-law if you end up marrying Heidi, like you say, right?
Whatever.
She comes to visit the Spideys, much to Spencer's annoyance. Heidi begs him to be nice, and with his signature douchebag smirk, he responds,
Nice is my middle name.
That's a boy.
Oh, dear God.
That's what you're famous for, is being nice, huh?
That's right. Yeah, I just got to treat everybody equally at first, but then when they disrespect Spence Dogg, they get what they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I've worked hard to get to where I'm at. People try to hate on me all the time, and it's like, well, you know, you've earned this. You've earned Spence Dogg coming down on you with the thunder of 1,000 million people and powerful stuff.
Did you say Lark?
You remember Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell? She was Lark Voorhees. That was a great show. When I wake up in the morning.
All right. Well, listen, the Hills is back, Spencer, but we have another piece of business we need to attend to since you're in here this morning.
Do it.
This is an email from Justin. Oh, Kevin, do you have the instant request sound?
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Listen up, everyone. You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Justin writes in, here's my instant request. Would it be possible the next time you have Spencer Pratt on the air from the Hills to have him talk to Tom Likas? Can you make that happen? Sincerely, Justin. Hey, Tom, how are you, man?
Hello!
That mic right there. Tom? Tom, the mic right there. We're over here, dude.
Spencer!
Hey, what's up?
God. Sweet. Do you care?
I do. That's sweet how you wear your sunglasses indoors. I like that.
Really?
Yeah, are this Gucci?
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sick.
Flash Friday.
For reals.
There's no conversation going on here.
Spencer, it's not Flash Friday. It's Tuesday.
Your spidey sense tingling?
Attention whores!
Oh, they are.
Give it a smack in the ass.
Kill them.
Dab that bitch.
Hoodies.
Really?
Denim.
What's happening right now?
Do you care?
We do.
It's getting creepy.
Things up.
Teddies.
Unbelievable.
Hide.
Wine.
Denim.
Really?
I could listen to this all day.
Really?
Trucker caps.
Do you care?
Beamers.
Didn't think so.
Skinny.
This is a show that is not hosted by a right-wing radical or convicted felon. No.
Yeah.
All right.
Dump that bitch.
Spidey sense.
A little smack in the ass.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. There you go, Justin. Boss thanks balling. For running in with the K-Rock Shot instant calling. Request. Thanks, really? Spencer.
Taking
thanks, Tom.
Over.
Do you care?
Pimping ain't easy.
Didn't think so.
We announced yesterday on this program that it's not quite a singles party this time around. It's for couples, and it's the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party. If you want to join us in Las Vegas, we are going to be having a party Sunday night at Caesar's Palace, which is just beautiful, by the way. We're broadcasting live from there on Monday morning. We are looking for couples that want to join us for this weekend. You can call 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up in just a few minutes here on the World Famous K-Rock. Plus, you can email ralph@krock.com, too. We'd love to see those pictures. All right. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. You can call on any topic, including questions.
Hey, if they had a tour of the Playboy Mansion, do you think I'd be able to see Pam Anderson?
Well, Leslie Nielsen, yes, you would.
Here's a guy that's listening to our radio station and recording it and then asking us questions.
K-I-K-K-Rock. Did I just hear correct? K-K-K-K-Rock?
We are the White Devil.
It is true. You know the big controversy over Tropic Thunder?
Yes.
Yes.
And the use of a certain word?
The R word, as they're now calling it.
Our listeners are very sensitive to that type of topic.
Retarded.
Thank you for the call. Right. Expect picketers, that's all I'm saying.
My grandmother wears white pants.
I don't know if there's an age cutoff on that, by the way, because a lot of old people wear white pants.
There should be.
I mean, I don't know that... Maybe not. Maybe that's...
They're goers.
They're advertising the back end is all I'm saying. It's not never too early to start planning a K-Rock concert.
Dude, Kevin and Bean, you need to have throat yogurt and man paste open up at Acoustic Christmas this year.
We will put in the request. That's an excellent suggestion.
Done. Thank you.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up? It's Mr. Khan. I was wondering if I could get that thing back that you borrowed. Yeah, the one that twirls and vibrates, got the pearls in it. Yeah, I need that back. Double penetration.
Oh!
All right. Okay, good.
Wow.
Excellent. Thank you. We played Bean's very, very popular appearance on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ray Romano was on. He called Bean as his lifeline or whatever it is they call you.
That's right.
And Bean is very funny.
How's my boy Raymond? Does everybody still love him? Shut up, Bean.
Yeah, I failed in every respect. But I heard from a lot of listeners after we played that clip the other day, because I guess it's been 5 years or something that happened on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. People had never heard that before, had no idea that I was the embarrassment of a nation.
Oh, you are, though.
And, boy, it's like living through it all over again.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Tell your friends, Bean is the embarrassment of the nation.
There was a farmer, F sums cheap, and Beano was his name, O-B-E-A-N-O.
B-E-A-N-O, B-E-A-N-O, and Bino, what's his name, oh, bah.
Very creative.
Thank you. Yeah. The Olympics include trampolining.
They do.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Serious? Olympics? Trampoline? Yet they're canceling softball and baseball.
That's right.
What in the hell is this world coming to, stupid asses?
I don't know, but by the time the next Summer Games come around in 2012, it's in London, I think. We've got to figure out a way to be on that Olympic committee that makes that decision. We've got to pare that thing down. You can have all the sports people care about and do it in about 3 days and be done with it.
And miss out on this?
Yeah, it's trampoline.
And one final call.
Hey, Kevin Bean, I was watching the Olympics and I was thinking, man, this guy Bob Costas, man, he's a real dick. What do you guys think?
Oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't.
Here we go.
Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. He's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a giant dick. What a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. What a giant big dick.
He's done, though, right? I mean, that's the end, right?
Dick, 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 dick. Bob is a dick,
dick. Thanks for calling.
He's a dick, dick, dick. What a dick, dick, dick. He's an asshole and a dick. Oh. He's a giant big dick. What a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Okay. What a dick, dick, dick. I don't even like his hair. What a dick, 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 dick. Dick, dick, dick. What a giant dick. Yes, he's a dick. He's 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 a giant dick. Dick, 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 dick. Bob is a giant dick. What a big giant dick.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, a half hour away from our breakfast with Weezer.
Yeah, you're listening
to, the top of the hour.
To K-Rock.
Yeah. 7:41 now. Guys, you know how some cliches actually turn out to be true?
Yes!
Sure. Fat!
No, that's not the one. That's not the one. As we get into talking about the Kevin Bean Swingers Party, the F Monogamy Swingers Party, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's more than just an Ashton Kutcher movie. It actually is a thing that is existing, that is real.
People go to Las Vegas.
What are you trying to say?
People go to Las Vegas.
Oh, how are you?
And they do stuff that they wouldn't do here, and they don't talk about it. That's what's beautiful about the party that we've got scheduled at Caesar's Palace.
This is
Sunday
breaking
night.
News you're giving us?
I'm just
that
saying.
People go to Vegas and do horrible things,
yes.
And then they come home and they don't talk about it?
I'm saying how perfect it is for what we're doing, the bad things that we're doing Sunday night at Caesar's. That's what I'm saying.
You can go be a total pervert with your husband or wife and party with the other couples, and you come home and go back to the PTA or church and act like you're... just
absolutely. Because you know what?
Citizen.
If it doesn't happen in California, it didn't really happen. That's the way
right.
I look at it.
That is our motto, yes.
So it's the F Monogamy Kevin and Bean Swingers Party.
Someday, you gotta find another lay. And Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at the Swingers Party.
I say F Monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F Monogamy.
Monogamy Swingers Party.
I'm glad Omar got to rhyme partay and party in the same song. He just massaged it to whatever he needed.
He's magic that way. Strong.
Oh. All right, 1-800-520-1067 if you want to go. If you want to join us in Las Vegas, two big nights, airfare included, and, of course, the Kevin DeBeach Show broadcasting live from Caesars on Monday. Where do you want to start here, Kevin?
Wow.
Got a lot of good ones. I'm saying maybe 23-year-old Cecilia sounds like the
Cecilia.
Deal.
All right. One person got that, Joe.
Cecilia, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I got to be honest, the fact that you're calling from Riverside is already 2.5 strikes against you.
No.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to swinging, the Inland Empire and Orange County are like the two hotbeds of swinging in California.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
And my assessment that they're all fat and ugly is incorrect?
It is incorrect, sir.
Oh, all right.
Hey, fatty! You are fat!
All right. Cecilia, how much do you weigh?
I'm 120. I'm 5'1".
Ooh. No.
What do you
do? 5'1 and 120 is not bad.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
I was hoping for 6'1", you said? Wow. All right, you've got you're 23, you got a boyfriend who's 24, and you guys have already done a little swinging, right?
We have.
Tell us about that.
It started about 9 months into our relationship. I had a good friend at work. And she was really cute, and we all went out, had a little bit too much to drink. One thing led to another, and now we haven't stopped since then. So we've been with a couple girls, and we really enjoy
right
it.
Right now.
So far it's just been you and your boyfriend and other girls.
Yeah.
I see.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
That's okay for our party,
that's
too.
One, yeah. One kind of swinging, sure.
So you and your boyfriend don't fall into the fat category, so you must be ugly.
Oh, Kevin.
No.
I'm just checking.
No.
I'm going to be at the door, Cecilia. I'm telling you that right now.
Don't get looking people.
Don't get all the way to Las Vegas and then not be able to get into the party because of Kevin. You don't want that. All right. We'll hook you guys up for Sunday night, all right?
Thank you.
Hold on.
Okay. Sunday and Monday, you get to stay at Caesars. And again, we're broadcasting live from there on Monday. So that's a show you're not going to want to miss. Kevin in Las Vegas is always good radio.
Let's go to Scott, who's calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you. It's the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party in Vegas this Sunday night. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, me and my girl, I'm 24. She's 22. We've been together 3 years. We have a case of sex toys and a tag team machine.
Tag team machine?
Yeah, it's a blow-up tag team machine called the Love Lounger, and she loves it, but we've never swang before.
Okay.
Never swang, huh?
All right.
What tense is that?
That's a hard word. Swung?
Current past swung progressive?
Yeah, swung, I think would be.
All right. I don't know how much of that you're going to be able to get on the plane or put your luggage, but you haven't done any swinging yet, but it's something both you and your girlfriend are interested in.
Yes, we have been on the internet, but the girls are just so damn ugly, I can't get my girl to do it.
Thank you! Am I making that up, Scott?
No, I'm telling you, every site we venture to just has fat, ugly, hairy women.
Oh, wow. Glendale!
You're going to the wrong sites. Yeah. There are some low-rent sites out there, but there are some high-class, quality people sites as well.
Yeah.
So definitely. If you email me, I'll send you towards those, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Can't really say that on the air, but we'll look forward to seeing them in Las Vegas.
I might point out that 44D
what is that attached to?
My God, you've put on weight.
Yeah.
Well,
44 is a bad number. D,
it is.
Fine.
That is a bad number.
44,
right,
not
that.
Fine.
Yeah, that is true.
44 is a big chest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big round, back.
And a big back.
Big round rib cage.
Big ribs.
Yeah.
Attached to a big body.
Mick ribs.
You know.
Too many Mick ribs.
You know, phone lines
you.
Do drop. I mean, it does happen sometimes. People get disconnected before their information is
taken.
Can
we talk to Kristen real quick? I know we're running out of time, but I want to talk to Kristen because it sounds like she's got some good advice for people, too.
Kristen in Redlands?
Hi, good morning, guys. Oh. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
909 again. Interesting.
You're fat.
Oh, stop it. All right, Kristen, what are you calling to share with us?
Well, my husband and I are both 26. We've been together for 9 years. We've been married for 4 years. We've been swinging for about the last 3 years, and we've had just an amazing time with it, meeting some great people.
What is it that you tell people or you would recommend to our listeners about swinging that makes it so much fun for you guys?
Honestly, the biggest part is communicating with each other, being honest with each other. If you think somebody's hot, talk about it. If you don't think they're hot, then it's a no-go. You just have to, you know, work things out, and you have to have your own rules and your own ideas of what you want. But the biggest thing is just being honest and open.
Yeah, Kristen brings up an interesting point. There is a phenomenon in the lifestyle known as taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Where your wife or significant other will say, "Wow, I really like that guy over there," and you're like, "No, that girl's not for me." And some couples have a rule; they like give each other like one. You know, you'll take one for the team once in a while,
right?
And sometimes it has to be mutually compatible where everybody's on board, or else nothing's
exactly.
happening.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Kristen: what happens theoretically if you meet a guy, you guys have sex, you have a great time, you really find yourself super attracted, dude, and want to see him again? Is that the type of thing that you then go to your husband and go, "Hey, can we invite that guy over again?" Or would you ever like step out and do it behind his back?
Oh, no, never. It's not cheating as long as you're upfront with each other. And uh-huh. so if there's somebody that we like, we'll get together again with them, absolutely. We don't usually play with single males. We'll occasionally go with single girls because I do like playing with girls.
Don't we all?
Generally, we stick around with couples. It's just fun. Everybody plays together, and if we want to split up and do our separate thing, we can, but we generally play the four of us together.
Sometimes couples become friends like any
right.
pair of couples.
Barbecue, movies.
You go on barbecues, yeah. movies and stuff, and you develop
absolutely.
A friendship, but at the end of the night, just different things happen usually than do with most
right. couples. We've had swingers friends that will go to their kids' birthday parties and hang out, and the kids have no idea what's going on. It's just mommy and daddy's friends. But
you kids have your cake. We'll be right back.
We're going to get some cake ourselves.
Kristen,
the epitome of friends with benefits.
See, Kristen's got the perfect attitude in terms of the lifestyle. She really gets it.
Sounds like it. How's Las Vegas sound for this weekend, my dear?
Oh, that'd be so awesome. We would have such a great time.
Okay,
right. You're in.
We'll look forward to you taking some of the newbies by the hand or whatever.
Oh,
Kevin likes
I
you so much,
wait.
He didn't even ask you how much you weigh.
How much
I
do you
know.
Weigh?
What's that?
How much do you weigh?
About 165, but I'm 5'7", 5'1"? So I carry it well. I got a nice booty.
Okay,
fantastic.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you this weekend. We're out of time for right now, but Ralph, how's the email coming in on this? Are people
fast and furious?
Really?
And I'm sorry, I'm not able to respond to everybody because we're getting so many people sending emails and pictures, but I am forwarding as many as I can to the staff here so we can call people and try to hook up getting people on the air and stuff. So we are trying to get through as many as
did
we can.
Did you say they're coming in fat and furious?
Fast and furiously, the emails are.
I say F monogamy. Yeah! We're going to have a swingers party.
Woo! Breakfast with Weezer just after the top of the hour. Right now, we're out here with the Showbiz Beat.
We said goodbye to a couple very...
What?
Well, a couple of entertainers were taken for too soon, I guess you could say. Bernie Mac had a big funeral held for him at the House of Hope Church in Chicago on Saturday. 7,000 people were on hand to wish him a fond farewell.
Nick, that's not at all appropriate.
Amongst the star-studded gathering, Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, Chris Rock, Don Cheadle, Samuel L. Jackson, Jesse Jackson,
LaToya Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Jackson. Andrew Jackson, the former president.
Really? Wow.
Stonewall Jackson, Confederate war hero.
These guys don't come out too often.
Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama. Guys parking cars and serving food, which I thought was excellent. That's a big F you to the man.
Did they broadcast? Was that on BET or anything? Or did they show it on television? Does it say?
It does not say whether it was televised or not.
Because that's as star-studded as any event I've heard about lately.
Yeah. Another star-studded event was yesterday in Memphis, Tennessee, as folks there gathered to say goodbye to Isaac Hayes. Jesse Jackson was there.
Of course he was.
Did he make it the funeral circuit?
From the funeral tour. Al Sharpton. Richard Roundtree, the actor who played Shaft in the famous movie Shaft, in which Isaac Hayes wrote the famous theme song of Shaft.
This is interesting that he got a whole crop of different black people at his funeral.
He did. Denzel Washington, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of white folks. Because
I never known such blackness.
Because Isaac was a Scientologist, you see.
Oh, Mr. Travolta?
So Tom Cruise was there, and Archer was there, Kelly Preston was there, Travolta was there, so.
Interesting.
A lot of people.
Now, I don't know much about Scientology. How does it work? If you die, is there some sort of a heaven equivalent in Scientology? Is he, like, with Xenu now in a spaceship somewhere, or what happens to him?
I think they just put you in a cannon and shoot you into the sky.
Really?
Okay,
all right.
And then they wait for the spaceship to hopefully to cruise by and just snatch you out of the air.
Just at the right time?
That's how it works?
With the Psionet.
Wow.
They have a Psionet?
Yes.
I know that it's about you go into a desert and there's a ship somewhere and then you sign a huge check and if you don't, they'll kill you.
Okay.
Jared Leto and his band 30 Second to Mars are being sued by Virgin Records to the tune of $30 million.
Ooh. Isn't that their record company? Their own?
It is, but they want to quit. They want to leave Virgin.
Ah.
Virgin says, you still owe us three albums.
So if you leave, you got to give us $30 million. However, they've been with the band for 9 years. And Jarrett isn't backing down because it says, according to California law, you can't be bound to a contract for more than 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they have every right to walk away. This is going to get ugly. It's going to go into the courts, and it's going to...
good times.
It's going to get ugly.
Mike, what's the pillow talk at your house? What's Jared telling you about what's going to happen?
That's a secret.
Okay.
Private.
Hey, Mike, this is Jared. Stop with the noise. You're freaking me out.
Yeah. Freaking all of us out. Good news for Christina Applegate. The initial reports... What?
Ding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you didn't have your bell.
Yeah, no bell today, sorry.
Initial reports surfaced 2 weeks ago that she was undergoing treatment for breast cancer. It was a very early form of the disease and not life-threatening. She said yesterday in an interview that she's now 100% clear and clean of the cancer. She
fantastic.
Went underwent surgery, and they said it did not spread. They got everything out. So she says, I'm definitely not going to die from breast cancer.
That's great news.
So that's good
news. I love her so much.
And more good news. Johnny Depp, Jude Law, and Colin Farrell, who all worked with Heath Ledger in the upcoming Terry Gilliam movie, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, have donated their paychecks for that film to a trust fund to Heath's daughter, Matilda.
Oh,
that's pretty
nice.
Cool.
It is pretty cool.
Wow.
His will had not been updated to include her, you know, so the family is planning on giving some money to Matilda from Heath's estate, but apparently he didn't leave all that much behind. And so Johnny, Jude, and Colin have decided that since they enjoyed working with him so much, they would, in tribute to him, give the money to his daughter, Matilda.
Don't see that every day.
No.
And that really is his last movie. Batman, I guess, was the last one he finished before he died.
Right, he didn't finish this one, but he was working on it at the time of his death.
Sounds like a bizarre movie, as so many of Gilliam's are.
Terry Gilliam is always
honked
out there.
Up. Yeah.
You ever see Brazil?
Yes.
It's a honk.
It's a great movie.
It's great.
That one's great. But some of them are just honked up and not great.
No, they're almost all great.
Okay.
They are.
Okay.
Fisher King. Love the Fisher
love
King.
Love the Fisher King.
Baron Munchausen. Love it.
Yeah.
Love Munchausen.
Yeah. He had a time, something with time.
Time Bandits with the midgets.
Yeah, that one.
And Sean Connery. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're wrong, sir.
All right.
Notice how he backs down. He's in the same room with me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I just because I can't think. I don't want Kevin to yell at me, but I can't think of the. There's a couple of movies that I can't think of the titles of.
Good. Let's
they were
keep
horrible,
going.
Horrible movies.
He's got a plane to catch. We have.
We
to
don't have.
I know. Kevin's got a cab running outside.
Hey,
he's
no,
go.
It's me. We don't have Weezer standing by for a breakfast.
We're having a
while you guys try to recount.
Us. They can
Terry
wait.
Gilliam's entire filmography.
They can't sure, start without us,
don't
Kevin.
Don't they have to tune their tambourines? Whatever the kids do today with
that's
their music.
They do. Yes,
they're busy. Today's celebrity birthday is Peter Gallagher from The O.C. He is 53 years old today. John Stamos, who was very funny as the roast master for the Bob Saget roast, he is 45. Kira Sedgwick from The Closers, 43.
Ding.
Kevin Dillon from Entourage also turns 43 today. Matthew Perry is 39 years old today. And Lil Romeo,
yeah,
who now goes by Romeo. He, of course, is the son of rapper Master P. He is 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin and Beans. Breakfast with Weezer. 106.7 KROQ FM HD1. Sedona, Los Angeles. LA and OC's only new rock. The world famous K-Rock.
Hey guys, welcome to our Breakfast with Weezer. That's these guys right here. How about that? Pretty cool. This is one of those things that usually you hear about after it happened and somebody else got to go to it, and you go, wow, that sounds like it would have been cool. I wish I would have been there. But in this case, it's you. So welcome. We're very excited to see you, and I know we're very excited to see these guys because we've had them on the short list for a long time of bands that we wanted to eat with first thing in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Weezer.
Situation. I let love down the drain. Yes.
a pitch, slow and straight. All I have to do is sing and I'm a hero. But I'm a zero. Hungry nights once again. Now it's getting unbelievable. And I could not have it better. But I just can't get no play from the girls all around. Has it wrong enough for someone to hang on to? I just pass through. Belongs to me, and I don't appreciate this excess company. No, I can't satisfy all the needs she has, and so she starts to wonder. Something really special might come. Tell me there's support for me. I don't want to be lonely all the rest of my days on the earth.
There's some live music from Weezer this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ. Good morning, guys, officially. Rivers, the K-Rock t-shirt that you're wearing looks like it might be Richard Blade era. Any idea how old that shirt is?
No, no idea.
Goes back a ways, though.
Yeah, I like this style.
It looks
old
good.
School.
It's definitely old school.
It's also on backwards.
I did notice that.
Because the cool part was on the back, so I had to turn it around.
Sure. Keep it on backwards on purpose.
Yeah.
All right. We are in a super secret location with how many people you reckon here, Kevin? A couple hundred, maybe less?
Maybe 125.
And this so seems like the type of thing Weezer would be into. You guys have as much or more interaction with your fans than any band that I know about. I know that's one of the things that they love about you.
That's true. Although I notice at the moment there's like this weird no man's land of about 15 feet between us and them.
You
Is
want
that a
to,
fire code thing?
You want them to move up?
I'd feel a little more comfortable.
All right, come on, everybody.
Well, I mean, okay, then.
Stand up and walk forward. Slowly, slowly.
Wow.
You're close enough now. Okay.
Weezer dude says, move, people, move. It's a stampede in here. Well, I can understand how when you're 10 feet from them, you can't really see the band. I understand how that works. Speaking of getting close to your fans, I'm dying to hear from anyone who cares to answer how the whole Hootenanny thing came about that you guys have been playing with this year.
Okay, I was having a conversation with my mom a couple months ago at home, And she was telling me what kids did for fun when she was in high school was these hoot nannies, and this is down south in Georgia. It'd just be a couple hundred kids get together with guitars in the field, put lay down blankets, and then sing through the folk songs of the day. And I thought, man, that sounds like fun. So we did a little tour on our own of these hoot nannies where we'd just invite a couple hundred fans down to bring their own instruments, whatever they play. And we told them what the songs would be in advance so they could practice. And everyone showed up, they took it seriously, and it was a lot of fun. And every night was a very different experience.
Give me the range of memories that you have, from the very best to the very worst.
Well, I just remember being very scared every night because you have no idea what it's going to sound like. But then, you know, we'd have full string section, a full mariachi band, full horn section, and sometimes as much as 60 guitar players, all playing very, very much together and very rehearsed. It's impressive.
We asked you this.
I remember the very worst.
Yes, that's the worst. Yeah,
this one chick in Seattle with the tambourine that thought she could play.
Oh no!
And was completely out of time.
Excellent.
And ruined our recording. But you know, we learned not to give them.
We gave
the
her a different
tambourine.
Instrument.
Just back her up from the microphone a long ways. Yeah, because we were talking to you, Rivers, on, I forget when it was, this past week, Friday, I think. I don't know when it was.
Maybe that's
it was
right.
Hell if I know. And we were saying it sounds like a good plan until, you know, there are a lot of people who have a lot of confidence that's not necessarily a reaction to their own to their own ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of confidence, not very much ability.
We've all seen American Idol. We know what people think they sound like, and oftentimes they don't.
But if you get enough people in the room together, they kind of average each other out, and it sounds pretty good.
Right, right. Kind of on the same tip, you also this year have been doing the online thing to write a song together with people from around the world that you don't know, right?
Yeah. It's called Let's Write a Song. It's on YouTube, and just opening it up to anybody who wants to collaborate. And we go step by step through the songwriting process, starting with a song title and then the chords and lyrics and so on. And I just pick whichever entry I like best. And it's turning out really good. I think we're on step 15 now, and it's been several months we've been working on it. And I've been surprised because I thought it would just be like one or two guys that were like really hot writers and they would carry the whole thing. But each step has been someone different. Someone new comes up. And it's all ages, from kids to 40-year-olds.
And then what's the goal when the song is finished?
Well, initially it was just like some weird experiment. I had no real goal for it, but it's turning out so well that I'm going to play it for the guys in Weezer and see if we want to put it on our next record.
Do we have anyone here in this room who has contributed to writing a song, by the way? Is there anyone who has played the game? Not here?
Yes.
We got one dude over there.
Really?
Did they laugh at your idea, or did it make it? You got hosed?
He's just raising his hand. He has nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Is that what he's doing? Well, it's hard to imagine in 2008 that someone could come up with a new way to do stuff in rock and roll. But that has been so fascinating to see the way you guys work as a band to try to, you know, push that envelope a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised too. There's just endless supply of new weird ideas if you really push yourself to come up with something that seems exciting. And that's what we're doing all the time.
Well, we got a bunch of questions for you guys. As I mentioned at the start, this is a breakfast that we've had on our short wish list for a long, long time. So we're happy that today is finally the day. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, by the way, Weezer's going to be playing some more music for you. And we give you the chance to ask the questions because that's what the Breakfast With is all about. So we'll return in a moment. Breakfast with Weezer happening right here on the World Famous K-Rock. Yay.
Try something new for breakfast.
Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Weezer.
World Famous K-Rock.
All right, we are back. It is our Breakfast with Weezer. Come on, people. 125 people here. Tiny little place.
It's a little different vibe maybe than you'll get with the big rock show, which is happening at the Forum. We announced it last week on the Kevin and Bean Show. Weezer with Angels and Airwaves, Tuesday, October 14th at the Forum. I believe many of you in this room also won tickets to that show. Am I right about that? Tell us what the big rock show is when you play a place like the Forum. And I know, Rivers, you told us last week that you'd never played that venue before. But what's this tour going to be like when you go out there and do the real show?
Well, we haven't gotten that far in the planning process yet. let's see. We're going to be doing...
I mean, like, Kanye's got a spaceship now. I mean, really, they're raising the bar out there, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think we definitely want to try to bring the Hootenanny experience into part of the show. Like, maybe a couple songs will go out into the midst of the crowd and have maybe 50 people come down and play a song or two with us. Anything else we got lined up?
We got a spaceship, too.
Do you have a spaceship, too?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
A lot of times when bands get to the point that you guys are at, you know, six albums in, it gets tougher and tougher to do a set list. You think it'd be easier because you have so many songs, but it turns out to be a real challenge to put together something that everybody's happy with.
Don't I know it.
Yeah, no, actually, this one's pretty easy, except for we're down to one last song we're trying to decide on. Either Keep Fishing or Holiday or Surf Wax. It's a lot of contention there.
How do you decide that stuff? You just take a vote? You argue about it? What do you do?
Darts?
Secret ballot?
We like arguing about it. It's fun for me.
Arguing?
Yeah, arguing is good, and then we vote.
Okay. All right, we have some people in the audience here that are going to ask some questions. Alex, who do we have out there? What's your name, please, and what's your question?
I have Marina from Lake Elsinore.
Hey, woo! Marina. How you doing?
Good.
Here in Canyon Lake.
Welcome. You got a question for the band?
Yeah. What do you do to get ready for the show?
I do push-ups and sit-ups. Seriously, it gets my blood flowing so my lungs are ready to sing when I run out on stage.
What about the rest of you guys? You have something that you do the same every time, or is it just different? Anyone? Don't do anything.
Espresso and Red Bull seems to help.
All right, good.
How exhausting is doing your show every night? I mean, are you just wiped? Does it take a couple days to recover, or is it something
you're
pretty
dead?
You know?
I'm dead at the end of a show, totally wiped out. Yeah, just eat and sleep after that. But then the next day, I'm fine.
That's cool. All right, thank you for the question. One more.
We have Kevin from LA.
Hey guys, I was just wondering how you're planning to perform "The Greatest Man Ever Lived" live.
That's a great question.
We've been, you know, we started rehearsing about 2 weeks ago, and about 50% of the time has been working on that one song. It's really challenging. There's instrument switching, and it's a long song, a lot of changes, a lot of very sophisticated four-part vocal harmonies. So I think we're up to the challenge, and we're able to pull it off as a four-piece, and it's going to be great, but we're just rehearsing the heck out of it.
We recorded that song with that in mind. We had to switch instruments while we were recording it, so it was done in one take.
I was going to ask if you think about that in the writing process of how can we perform this, or do you just write, figure it out later?
If I had worried about how we could pull it off live when I was writing it, I would not have written that because it's so crazy. But then once we get into the studio and we actually start arranging it so we can record it, then we like to come up with an arrangement that works really well with just the four-piece rock band.
This is Breakfast with Weezer you're listening to on the Kevin and Bean Show. The band is getting ready to play another song here in a moment. And that kind of leads me into a question we've been dying to ask you guys about the unbelievable Pork and Beans video. Because, well, I mean, it was obviously a YouTube sensation, but how could it not be when the stars of YouTube were the stars of your video? Please tell us how that one came about.
I think the director was inspired by the message of the song, which is, if you accept who you are and don't worry about what other people are thinking, you can achieve something really great. And I think that reminded him of YouTube, mm-hmm. where, you know, people are just pretty much being themselves and putting it out there, and sometimes it turns into something really incredible.
It's a great equalizer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. Now, how familiar were you with a lot of the YouTube stars that you ended up appearing with? Is that something you guys look at, too?
I've wasted a fair amount of time on YouTube, so
excellent.
I knew quite a lot of them.
In your opinion, have you ever written a song as good as Chocolate Rain? Or is that something you still aspire to?
Well, I think it has probably three times the hits that Pork and Beans does, so I don't think so.
I mean, when you're in a room with Tay Zonday, it just has to feel so surreal. You have to feel like you've been swallowed up by your internet.
Yeah, it was very strange, because his dressing room was down the hall from ours during the shoot, and we could hear him rehearsing his vocal part for Pork and Beans all day long. And
So it's weird thinking, man, I wrote this song, and now I'm hearing this Chocolate Rain guy sing. It's so weird.
And he's got the voice of God. That doesn't help, right? I mean, he's super, just monster, big bass voice guy.
He does, yeah.
And you had all of those people in the same room, right?
Yeah, they were all in the same room.
Well, the thing I was thinking, Bean and I were talking about this before, is I think when we first watched the video, we all kind of just took for granted that there was a lot of video editing and somebody would send the tape and all this. I didn't realize everybody was together until a few watches in.
Yeah, it's one of the joys of being a Weezer. Over our career, we've gotten to be in these really random, weird, surreal video situations like Happy Days and the Muppets and the YouTube stars.
Has Miss Teen South Carolina aged well? Does she still look good?
She looks great.
She's aging well.
I mean, she's got to be 18 now. You know how worn out they get, you know.
Yeah, she's stunning.
You know how worn out they get.
That's what I'm saying. All right, we were
you talking, said that, not us.
Talking about the pork and beans. Who wants to hear some pork and beans from Weezer? How about that? Breakfast with Weezer. We're live on the world-famous K-Rock.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair. Book it out at the gym to fit my underwear. Opie makes the sage to transform it to. You'd hate for the kids to think that you lost your truth.
Great, you guys. That's Weezer. We are live. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. A quick break. More with the band when we return right after this on K-Rock.
Which might hurt you to try and
say. This way is a water slide away for me to taste it for the rest of my day. So be cool.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast. Breakfast with Weezer.
The most important meal.
The world famous K-Rock.
We are back. Breakfast with a band called Weezer on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7. KROQ. The people here in this room don't need this information, but if you're listening and thinking, damn, they're good, I want to see their upcoming rock show, you can. It's Tuesday, October 14th at the Great Western Forum. There are some tickets available to see the Weezer. And coming up later this hour, by the way, we'll give you details on how you can be in the next Weezer video for the song Troublemaker. We'll tell you how you can actually be in the video and something very cool that the guys are going to be doing. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, a few questions. Let's go out to the audience here.
We have Griffin from Moore Park.
Right. Hey, I was wondering, where and when did you guys play your favorite gig? What was your favorite gig?
Favorite gig?
Mine was Taipei, Taiwan. Because the crowd was so reserved for the longest time until we finally struck the first chord, and they were all seated, and then they just rushed the stage, and you just felt like, I don't know, some sort of international love or something. It was amazing.
Where is Weezer biggest around the world? What countries are your...
U.S.
L.A.
U.S. is number one, all right? Because every once in a while we'll run into a band and they'll go, yeah, we have no idea why we're so huge in Germany or whatever, or Australia, wherever it is. But right. You have territories like that that are just Weezer crazy?
Canada pretty good, too.
Do they, yeah?
For some reason in Sweden as well, but we've only been there twice.
Huh. Okay. Good question. Who's next, Alex?
Up next is Adam from Burbank.
Hey, guys.
Burbank!
All right. I've been a big fan since you guys were 60 wrong sausages, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time. If for all you guys, and if Mount Rushmore were to add a rock star's face, who would you choose?
Okay.
I love these hypotheticals.
I would choose Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee, okay.
Band Rush.
Excuse me, not even an American.
Well, that's who I'm choosing.
Jimi Hendrix,
for sure.
Jimi Hendrix, all right.
I think Joe Walsh. Think.
Joe Walsh? And Rivers?
I don't know. I can't think of.
It's hard to narrow it down to one when you love
music.
You could
have Frank Zappa up there too.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
I don't know.
Michael Jackson.
Daughtry.
Daughtry. Daughtry's the one. Start carving. Start carving. Do you guys remember what your favorite album was when you were young? Like the one that really said to you, this is rock and roll and this is something I love?
I think Mental Health by Quiet Riot. You know, I'd loved records before that one, but that's the one that really was more than music to me. It gave me like a real sense of identity. Mm-hmm. That's when I first started to think of myself as a metalhead. And
really?
As
didn't you used to play Slayer, Metallica? I was reading in one article. Was that true? You used to play that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, I started out with Kiss. I was in a Kiss cover band. That was my favorite band. But then through my teens, I got into all the metal bands, Judas Priest, and then Metallica and Slayer. And, yeah, so that's where I came from.
Do you ever play songs like that for your own entertainment now, just for fun, just to shred?
Yeah, but those songs are kind of hard to play on guitar. So
yeah, they're hard for us, but you guys are professionals.
I think we're going to cover a Dio song. Yeah, I didn't tell you yet.
And Daughtry. And Daughtry. You guys, for the new album, you recorded in three separate sessions, is that right?
Yeah.
Kind of one with Rick Rubin and one with you guys? And
yeah, one with Rick Rubin, one just by ourselves, and then one with Jackknife Lee. We like to break things up so that we get, you know, we really get into this one groove, and then we go away for a while, and we listen back to it, and we say, oh, that was great, but we should do these other things too, and you know, we get some perspective on what we've done. In addition to that, it was great to work with a couple different producers. Rick is great for some things, and then Jackknife came in at the end and just gave us a whole new burst of energy, and we did Pork and Beans and Troublemaker with him.
No kidding.
We love that Rick Rubin. That's a guy that you just want to spend a month talking to. He's so fascinating, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
We love him, too.
So many stories. It's unbelievable. Why, forgive me for this question, because I know you probably answered it a million times, but I'm dying to know, why do you have so much trouble naming albums sometimes? And then sometimes you come up with great titles, and other times you go, F it, I got nothing. I got nothing, just put it out.
Yeah, it's. I think it all stems from the music. We put the album together, and we listen to it, and sometimes it's just like, wow, this music cannot, we can't put a label on it, we can't put one name on it, because it just seems to make it too narrow, too focused, and it just has to be a color. It's just blue or red or green.
So sometimes the collection of songs, when you're done and look back, you go, that says to me Make Believe, or that says to me Maladroit, or something like that. It ties it together, but sometimes if they don't fit like that, you just go with whatever the
color
vibe is.
There is like there's one theme or message that seems to run through the album, and other times it's just too big and universal. We can't put a label on it.
Do you already know what your next color is, or is it going to be a surprise?
Well, I think it seems to me the next color would be yellow, but we don't know until we hear the album.
Don't know how yellow it's going to feel, right?
When you say you don't know till you hear the album, how does it start? Like, are you... Do you know where you're going, or when you get there, are you surprised a lot of times by where you ended up? If that makes sense.
Yeah. I think I know. I'm often surprised. I have a lot of ideas and a lot of things I want to try, but then I bring songs to the band. They bring songs, and we start playing it, and it really turns. You know, goes into all these unexpected places. And then when you put the songs next to each other in a specific order, it takes on a whole new meaning and. I'm usually very surprised.
Do you bring songs that, or any of you bring songs that the other three just are like, no? Because I think that would be hard, like if you really love a song.
Yeah, and very often it's the song that you love the most that seems to get the negative reaction. And sometimes that means it's just not the right song for the band. Sometimes it means that you just have to...
You have to say,
I really believe in the song. Let's try it.
And you talk to other guys into at least giving it a shot.
We start playing it. We start talking about how we may change it a little bit. And then suddenly it clicks and everyone's excited about it. And those are usually my favorite songs.
That's interesting. One more question before you guys play again. And that is, you seem like a band that has a ton of unreleased songs or a ton of songs that haven't been released in a conventional album form. Do you store that stuff up and have plans for it one day in terms of a box set or an anthology or something?
Yeah, we're planning to release an album called Odds and Ends or something like that, which is just a collection of all the songs that didn't make it onto an album or a B-side or anything like that, just totally unheard songs.
That's some good news this morning, huh?
So that's an easy title to come up with.
How many of those are there? Can you guess?
Well, I'd say there's definitely one CD worth of really good A-level quality songs.
Now you're bragging.
Yeah, I guess I am.
That's pretty impressive.
I was going to say about 80.
Yeah, that's more the number I was expecting from what I've read.
He's being modest.
Let's talk about Suzanne before you play it. What can we know about this song before we hear it?
This song was written for... we were signed to Geffen Records by this guy, Todd Sullivan, and he had a secretary named Suzanne. And she was just a very nice and nurturing person when we were starting out our career before our album came out. She baked us brownies and lent us her coat, that sort of thing. So I wrote the song, and then we went into the Geffen offices and knocked on her door and walked in the room, and with an acoustic guitar, we all sang it in three-part harmony around her desk in front of her and just surprised her.
She must have been a little puddle on the floor.
Yeah. As you all will be in a moment.
That's right. It's the most romantic story I've ever heard. It's Breakfast with Weezer. Let's hear Suzanne, you guys. The band is live on the world-famous K-Rock.
Suzanne, you're all that I wanted of a girl. You're all that I need in the world. I'm your child, make me blush, drive me wild. Suzanne, ooh, you're all that I wanted. Brownies and said, don't you cry. You gave me the coat off your back, Suzanne. You're all that I wanted of a girl. You're all that I need in the world. I'm your child, make me blush, drive me wild. Even if it's fashion acts so low, when I call you, put them all on hold and say to me that you'd do anything, and all I can do is say that I haven't much I can give you in return.
Live music from Weezer, and our Breakfast with Weezer will continue next on the World Famous K-Rock.
The band is called Weezer, here this morning with us on the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock. We're doing a Wake Up with Weezer. You ought to know, guys, that these fans have been calling K-Rock round the clock for the last week since we announced this one. They have logged their time to be here this morning, to be here in front of you. These are some dedicated fans, I can tell you that from first-hand experience.
And we thank you.
Yeah, they have been something else. And, of course, part of the deal with the breakfast shows is you get a chance to ask questions, too. And producer Alex has got someone up next.
I have listener Monica, but I don't know who let her in because she's from Kentucky.
Oh, good. Monica.
Sorry.
Wait, didn't we have a song about that?
We had a song called Fontana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much you guys have probably seen and done it all. What is one thing you feel that you would like to still accomplish?
I want to colonize the moon.
Yes. Yes. And I think you're the guy to do it.
I can do it.
I think so.
That's a great answer.
I wasn't expecting that. I'm just trying to think.
I mean, that's so much work, though, dude. I mean, so much work.
Think about, like, Bill Gates and these guys like Warren Buffett. They got, like, $50 billion. It's like, they can do it, man. They just need the...
For what end?
They need the drive.
To what end, though?
It's just, like a different...
Right. I mean, it would be cool to be on the moon, but after you're there, like, a day, you go, what now? I mean, there's...
You start building stuff.
Okay.
And then you go to Mars.
Yeah, so it's a progression.
Sure, of course. Have you guys, Danny, speaking of other things, speaking of stretching out a little bit, have you guys done orchestral stuff or movie stuff or anything like that? Have you been involved in that at all?
Actually, there's one idea that keeps coming back that we might want to try someday, and that's some kind of musical or rock opera or rock drama. Something, you know, an album or a production, stage production, TV, movie production that's music with a story. We flirted with it here and there, but we never really committed to it. So maybe that's something we'll try.
You mean like a concept album or something? Is that what you're talking about?
But maybe, you know, if it's tied to a movie, then it's more than a concept album. It's actually like a musical.
Right, right. Because there are people in your line of work, and of course, we're lucky enough to meet a lot of them doing this show. You know, like we just had our pal Mike from Incubus in a few weeks ago, and he was telling us about this thing he's got coming up at UCLA that involves a full orchestra doing, you know, an hour of music or something like that. And he's like, look, I love rock music and I love what we do, but it is limiting in some way, and sometimes you just have ideas that are too big for a song.
Yeah. So far, I don't feel limited. It's... You know, we're just getting more gear as we move along here, and there's still a lot of different sounds and noises we can make, so...
Yeah, four guys can make a racket.
Yeah.
Sure. That is true.
That is true.
Now, is the rest of the band going to be up there on the moon with you, or is it just going to be you solo, or how do you see that played out?
We'd need an atmosphere, because you can't really hear anything.
that's a good point. Ah, how about that? All right, who's next, Alex?
From a made-up city called Grand Terrace.
I swear it's not made up. It's
where's Grand Terrace?
It's just a little further into the 909 than Fontucky.
Okay.
Wow.
What kind of
standards do we have for this breakfast?
I stick up for the 909.
Who's sticking up? Why?
I don't know.
have you been there?
I live in Canyon Lake, which is down by Temecula, so I'm there, dude.
You're close enough to smell it, but you don't have to live there.
I gotcha.
All right, imaginary person in an imaginary town, what's your question?
You guys have the most awesome videos. I just want to know whose idea Keep Fishing was, and how was it working with the Muppets?
The idea was the director's Marcos Siega, I believe.
He just came to you guys and said, let's use the Muppets. We got to get Miss Piggy.
Like, it's really that easy. They just say, let's get the Muppets, and bang, we're there. It's awesome.
Do you want to say what it was like?
I remember it was fantastic and surreal, because even though, you know, we're sitting here singing and there's a human being kneeling there with the Kermit the Frog on his hand, but as I'm singing it, you know, the person just fades into the background and I see Kermit and it looks real and I totally buy it. It was amazing.
You started thinking you were with the Muppets.
I did. All right.
Well, that's a talented frog right there. One more, Alex?
Yep, I have Dave from Santa Monica.
Wait, this is Dave from Glendale.
Glendale? Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Did you move? Has this breakfast been going on so long you moved?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, guys. My name is Jonas. Is on Guitar Hero 3. Are you good at it? Do you like playing it?
I tried it the other day. I can play it. I can do that, what he just did, and I cannot play Guitar Hero.
But I got a story. I got to tell a story really quick.
He's got a good one.
Because my neighbor's two houses over, they have some younger kids, 15 and 16 or whatever. And they're like, oh, dude from Weezer, come over here and play Jonas on Guitar Hero with us. And I was like, all right. So I went over there, and they're like, oh, we play an expert. And I was like, oh. So I played it. I was just like, all those horrible noises. And they smoked me. So they all laughed, like, yo, we play Weezer better than you do. Dude from Weezer, we'll see you later. And I was like... So I hung my head in shame and just had to walk away, having been beaten.
We had Tom Morello in from Rage Against the Machine, and we tried to get him to play us, and he wouldn't for that reason. He said, I'm not going to... Everybody's going to beat me, and then they'll go out and tell everybody they beat the dude from Rage, and I'm just not going to do it. That's probably the last time you'll take on anybody playing that game, though.
They don't even call you Mr. Schreiner in the neighborhood. It's you're that dude from Weezer?
No, it's just dude from Weezer.
Just dude from Weezer. Dude. Hey, dude from Weezer.
That's awesome.
All right, who's ready for some hash pipe? Come on. Waking Up with Weezer, Kevin and Bean Show, World Famous K-Rock. This is way cool. Let's hear another song.
With Weezer, and we will continue next on K Rock.
Weezer, Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Weezer, World Famous K Rock.
How about Breakfast with Weezer so far, you guys? Kevin and Bean Show, World Famous K Rock. Very excited to be here with the boys. Weezer playing with Angels in Airwaves in Tokyo Police Club at the Forum on Tuesday, October the 14th. This room where we are at the super secret location this morning has their tickets, but you can get yours on sale now through Ticketmaster outlets. By the way, how about a shout out to each of our fine musicians on the stage? Let's hear it for Pat on the drums, first of all.
Thank you very much.
How about Scott, Weezer dude, on bass? Yes. Brian playing some guitar. And also on the accent, singing lead, Rivers Cuomo.
Thank you.
That's your Weezer
Kevin, what do we know about this thing coming up Thursday that the boys are doing?
I know that they want to set a Guinness World Record in as many different things as they can do. Tell us about that. Where'd you get the idea? How can people get involved?
I think the idea came from the Hootenanny tour and just seeing, a couple hundred musicians all playing the same song. And we started thinking, maybe we can break some kind of world record here. So we are inviting as many people down as want to, and we're going to try to break a record. And so if we're going to break that record, let's try to break some others, as long as we have all those people there.
Now, do you know which ones that you already have planned?
Well, what do we have on our list? I know the ones that have been discussed. I don't know what's been approved. We have somebody from Guinness coming down to make everything official, but
most air guitars.
Okay.
Now, what is the record for that now? If you know,
I think 12.
I'm no expert, but I think it's probably more.
We could break that here today. All right, air guitars. What else?
Highest stage dive.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a lawsuit.
Well, there's going to be a pool at the end of the stage, so
a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think most people shot out of a cannon.
Good.
At one time.
Good.
Most people in like phone booth.
Phone booth. Good.
Okay.
I heard largest group hug, but I think Pat didn't like that idea.
You have to sit around and just brainstorm that stuff all day. Now, people can email you if they have ideas, too, as well?
They can email Pat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I was told, no?
I hadn't heard that, but that's actually a good idea.
Okay.
Email Weezer.com.
All right. You can go to the Weezer website and find out more information and contact the band and make your suggestions and plan on being there to make internet history, I guess, is what the plan is going to be. So, and be in the Guinness Book of World Records, which we've tried many times and have never been able to get in. So if you can do it, good luck to you.
We failed every time. Yeah, for different reasons.
Needed the Guinness guy.
We never had the Guinness guy.
Yeah,
we had Guinness.
Yeah, Guinness. That was
no
problem.
Guinness guy, and that's a whole different thing.
It's probably more fun.
Yeah, but you set no records that way. Unfortunately.
So, Troublemaker is going to be the new song or single or focus track, or whatever they call it, from the Red album. And you're shooting the video on Thursday, and then the hope is to get it out when.
I don't know how long does it take to turn those things around.
It's like 12 hours or something, so by Friday at 5.
So Friday morning?
That sounds about right.
Right.
Fastest editing would be the new record.
No pressure.
I don't know. Dan, how long? 2 or 3 weeks, he says.
Oh, that guy's not working.
That's awesome. Well, the song is going to be Troublemaker on Thursday, and I think that's the one that the band has chosen to close with here this morning at the K-Rock Breakfast. Boy, have you guys been a lot of fun. We really appreciate you doing this with us.
You guys have been great. Thanks.
We really have enjoyed it. And I just can't get over how much you guys sound like Weezer. This just blowing me away.
It's all the practice.
Must be it. Troublemaker, one more. Breakfast with Weezer on the world-famous K-Rock. Let's hear it for the guys.
Put me in a special school, cause I am such a fool. And I don't need a single book to teach me how to read. Who needs stupid books? They are for petty crooks. And I will learn by studying the lessons in my dreams. So turn off the TV, cause that's what others see. And movies are as bad as eating chocolate ice cream. They only sicken me, don't let me play football. I'll sack the quarterback and jack the brother of the ball. I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker. Doing things my own way and never giving up. I'm a troublemaker, not a trouble taker. I don't have the patience to keep it on me up. I picked up a guitar, what does it signify? I'm gonna play some heavy metal riffs and you will die. You wanted arts and crafts, how's this for arts and crafts? That's right! I'm throwing out my hair, I'm moving out to Cherokee. I'm gonna be a rock star and you are gonna fail. Cause I can't work a job like any other slob. Punching in and punching out and sucking up to Bob. Marrying a biatch, having 7 kids. Giving up and growing old and hoping there's a God. I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker. Doing things my own way and never giving up. I'm a troublemaker, not a trouble taker. I don't have the patience to keep it on the up. I'm gonna be a star. If people will crane necks to get a glimpse of me and see if I am having sex. Studying my moves, they try to understand why I'm so unlike the singers in the other bands. Such a mystery, as anyone can see, there isn't anybody else exactly quite like me. And when it's party time, like 1999, I'm partying by myself because I'm such a special guy. I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker, doing things my own way and never giving up. I'm a troublemaker, not a double taker. I don't have the patience to keep it on the up. I'm a troublemaker. I'm a troublemaker. I'm a troublemaker. Troublemaker. Never giving up.
Breakfast with Weezer. Thank you, guys.